Donaldson turns the corner. Off the left wing, Jalen. Head fake. Drives to the free throw line. Backs his man into the lane. Head fake up with the left hand. Good! Man, what was a good play. Jalen with 13 on the night. 61 double-figure games in his career. Auburn by 10. Williams from Holloway back to Aiden. Down the left side of the lane, Broom. Underneath, Williams off the glass and in with a foul on the play. The assist to Janai. The bucket in the end, one opportunity for Jalen.
That's what you call a give and go right there.
Congratulations. An enormous difference just in the offensive flow from the first half where you led by five to the second half where you shoot 76% as a team from the, 76% from the field in the second half here tonight. What was the key for you?
Man, we knew, especially in the second half, like we were going to be the team that was more excited, you know, going out with the guys. You know, we struggled in the first half, so we knew, like, we had to step up and just show, like, we can play. Like, this game isn't going to be much closer. But, again, Mizzou played really hard,
yep.
You know, very physical. They're not going to quit. They lost very, like, last 11, 12 games they've lost within the 5 to 10 range. So they're a really good team, well coached, but second half it was all just good basketball.
What did you guys do well? It looked like ball movement was terrific, and boy, just time and time again, you got the ball on the low post.
Yeah, you know, ball movement is key because, you know, Janai is someone you have to guard. And, you know, he can be hard to stop sometimes. So, like, back up for him. You set off-ball screens for him. And, like, it gives him room to make plays. And then inside, you know, we know they're not really good shot blockers. So a lot of them, I just went up and my shot. So.
And it was you and it was Janai. It was Chad Baker. It was Aiden who ended up with 9. 10 for Denver Jones, 10 for Chaney Johnson, and 12 for Dylan. But I thought he was incredibly active all night long at both ends of the floor.
Yeah, Dylan's really, really good and physical, and he's one of the fastest big men and strongest and most athletic big men in the country. Then, yeah, when he hits a three, then you might as well just end the game. If Dylan starts to hit threes, then it's a good night.
Missouri is now holding its senior night ceremonies. You're getting ready for that. Have you thought about senior day coming up for you on Saturday?
Well, since I did it last year, so they didn't allow me to do it this year. So,
okay.
So that's some pressure off me. So everybody, but I mean, I didn't really want to do it this year. I wanted to share that experience with my teammates that was here with me the 4 years. And
it will be your last game at Neville Arena.
Yeah, it will be. You know, that's going to be a very sad day. Compete against, especially against Georgia. You know, I'm from Georgia,
right?
So that'd be awesome in that aspect to play them, because you know, from the South, Georgia is everything. So to play them for my last game in the regular season would be amazing. So.
All right, we're gonna have Randall take you to the locker room. All right,
okay.
Congratulations,
yeah.
War Eagle.
Sorry, War Eagle.
Holloway greeted at midcourt by Nick Honor. Crossover dribble, left wing. Three ball. Chad Bacon-Mazzara got it.
Bang. That was really nice.
Ahead, it's Holloway. Auburn breaks. Holloway, top of the circle. Three ball. Yes.
Really nice to see. Great court awareness.
20-point lead. Open. Congratulations. Took care of business tonight, Coach.
Yeah, particularly in the second half. I thought that, you know, Missouri played inspired. You know, they've been putting everybody really close. You know, Janai Broome was just a, you know, monster inside in the first half and, you know, throughout. And Jalen Williams, you know, really turned it on in the second half. But Chad Bacon-Mazzara just does so much for us. It's interesting tonight he didn't have an assist, but, you know, 7 big deep rebounds. You know, Missouri plays real physical.
Yeah.
They play really hard. And it would have been very easy for us to overlook those guys tonight. It's great to see Aiden Holloway play with great confidence. 5 assists, no turnovers. He shot the ball really well. That's one of the better games Aiden's played on the road. Really happy for the way he's playing right now. You know, again, another really, really quiet, solid night for Denver Jones. 4 assists, 1 turnover, plays great defense. We didn't shoot it very well in the first half, Andy. I thought, quite frankly, I talked a little bit about, you know, the fact that we didn't come off the ball near enough. We did a better job passing the ball in the second half.
76% from the field in the second half, 66.9% from three, and 81% from the free throw line. I mean, you shot the ball incredibly well in the second half of play.
We were very, very efficient. And, you know, again, took good care of the basketball. again, when you have, you know, Jalen's got 17, Janai's got 15, Chad's got 15, Aiden has got 9, Denver 10, and Chaney 10, and Dylan Carwell 12. I mean, it's literally almost 7 guys in double figures. And that's just really good. That balance is really good.
It was a 5-point game at halftime. What was said at halftime in the locker room, Coach?
Well, you know, I thought that we settled, and everybody looked like everybody had the green light. Like everybody had the green light. And we took the first open shot that we got. I didn't think we really did a very good job of you know, finding each other and making the extra pass, and that was something that we talked about. I also thought that, you know, we did a better job with our physicality. Only gave them 7 second chance points. We really hurt them on the offensive boards. And I thought we did a better job on a fast break in the second half. Ran the floor. And our bench continues to be the factor. We missed Aiden Holloway. Excuse me. We missed Lior Berman.
Right.
You know, we missed Lior because he's a great player and a great kid and a great piece. We also it was great to get Chris Moore back and watch Chris play with more confidence.
Yeah.
And playing and doing what he, you know, doing what he does. Offensive rebounds, defense, had some played with a little bit more confidence. And I'm sure Lior back home is really glad to see Chris doing that, taking advantage of the minutes that are now back available to him.
All right, let's get home. War Eagle.
We're trying to get home, folks. It's going to be a little shorter.
Yeah.
Post-game show.
Right.
All right. That's why we got in the air so quickly. War Eagle.
Congratulations, War Eagle.